Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We are going to be talking about travelling Ireland and food. Every Monday on Gilligan's Island, we explore this gorgeous island of ours and all that it has to offer. So whether you have a weekend away unaccounted for, or you just want to learn a little bit more about where to go, this is what this feature is all about. And today we are exploring Ireland through food, which, as I say, is very, very exciting. Dee Laffin is a food writer and host of the Bear Bia podcast. Dee, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
I don't know how we're going to fit it all in, but we're going to try and do a whistle stop around the country of a few places that you recommend. But like, as an umbrella term, do you recommend looking up food tours of places when you visit them?
100%. Like, I'd ask people who are listening, when you're booking holidays abroad, do you book them based on, you know, where do you look up food first? Like, when you're booking a holiday, are you going like San Sebastian, you know, Bologna in Italy, or even Rome in Italy? Like, you know, you look up, you immediately look up where's the best place to get to eat, to drink, what kind of food is in the region? And I think we don't do enough of that here. We don't think the same way. We often book, you know, maybe we book based on, you know, we want to go surfing or we want to go wherever on a weekend away. But I think Ireland has regionality in food and we have a lot happening. And I think we should be looking, when you're booking, what's in the area. And there are so many, as you mentioned, food tours, but also activities, tastings. There's so many venues now offering, you know, food and drink pairings on their menus that you can sample and have a bit of fun. There's events on in the local area, which we'll mention a few. I just think there's lots to explore. And, you know, we're all staying at home a lot more now in terms of on the island and experiencing it. Thankfully, something nice that came out of COVID, the appreciation of the whole island.
Staycation, absolutely. Yeah. And I do often feel when I go places, you can get lost online reading Google reviews and trying to figure out where is the best place to eat. And you're wondering, are you just round the corner from an absolute gem? So a food tour is a way to guarantee that are going for an event. So let's whiz around the country. Boyne Valley is somewhere you recommend.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely adore the Boyne Valley kind of area. I think they have a food network there called the Boyne Valley Food Series. And it really highlights how a region, because Boyne Valley spreads over two counties. It spreads over Meath and Louth. So it's a region, you know, not just one county. And it basically shows how a group of people, an area, can get together and just promote the best that it has. And it has everything from your grassroots producers like rapeseed oil or, you know, farming like beef and things like that, Dexter beef and stuff like that. But it also has amazing places to go and eat. They have events all year round and they've really clubbed together to promote that. So what I love about Boyne Valley is you've got areas like Carlingford Lock, you know, Carlingford Oysters. Okay, we'll start. We might mention oysters a good bit on this. I apologise in advance. Or seafood in general. How can you not on an island? But I mean, you know, you can actually go and if you ring up Carlingford Oysters, I mean, they're often very happy to take you out on a tour or go and visit a farm. I don't know if anyone's ever visited an oyster farm, but it's absolutely an amazing thing to go and see and just actually understand why oysters are so important to the waters around Ireland and keeping them clean. And they're just so tasty as well.
And our standard of food here in Ireland is massive. I mean, I've gone on sun holidays where I've been on an island and I've thought, where is your seafood? Where are the salads? Where is all of this, you know, bounty that surrounds you? Why am I getting offered a toasted ham and cheese sandwich and chips? I mean, I want to eat what's all around us. And we're very lucky here because obviously you can get a toasted ham sandwich and there's nothing like it in a
pub. We love them.
But you want to have the seafood and you want to have the high standards.
I think what it is when I give a lot of food tours, walking food tours in Dublin and Ireland. And I think I always say to tourists, because tourists want what they recognize what we have and they want to experience it. But at home, sometimes you don't see what's on your own doorstep. And what I always say to people is that, like, you know, Ireland is all about what we're renowned for, which is a green island. Its foundation is the earth. It's the soil. It's what grows here. It's what grows together, goes together. And we have such amazing produce.
Yeah.
Produce. I sound like American.
I like produce. You've been watching way too much YouTube.
Speaking to too many Americans this weekend. I gave a walking tour yesterday. That's why I'm still doing my spiel. But no, basically what I'm saying is that it's the ingredients. We have such amazing ingredients and produce. and that should be reflected across the country. There are areas and places that do it better, but I think we should demand it. Like, as in, when you go somewhere, eat in the places that are pairing food with Irish drinks as well, but also that are showing provenance on the menu. And what that means is just highlighting the place where they came from. I want to know, like, the name of the farmer of the beef or something like that, you know, that kind of way. It just really gives that nod to where the produce comes from.
And let's go into the centre of the country then. Laois is getting a nod from you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like I'm from the Midlands and I feel like sometimes it's overlooked, but like it's such a hearty and amazing part of the country. Also, you have to travel through it to get to most parts of the other countries. If you're going from west to east or vice versa, or up or down, you have to go through. Laois is another county that just absolutely has a bounty of things going on down there. And again, another amazing food network. You've got the likes of, like, in Abbey Leaks, there's a real hub starting to form down there. You've got Bramley Restaurant, Muller and O'Connell Bakery in Abbey Leaks as well, is a
delicious
great spot to stop
I'm,
for
I'm
treats.
A big County Laois fan, I have to say. We've done a number of glamping holidays as a family.
Yes.
Food is incredible. Mm. You know, and you've got all the rivers and the greenery. We do focus on the coast, but there's a lot to be said for the Midlands. Yeah. Do not forget them or underestimate them.
And then when you're in the Midlands, you're near the waterways as well, so you're never too far away from the Shannon or things like that, or lakes like Loch Derg. You know, you can go out on boats and have fun, and there's, as you said, there's great forest walks and things like that to do as well. Sullis Eco Garden Centre in Port Arlington as well is another great stop, and I have to mention that Ballykilcavan Brewery in Laois, they offer a great tour of the brewery, and they're an excellent brewery to go and visit. They bring you out on the farm, weather permitting and time of year and all that. You can actually see the growing crops and everything. So that's really, really cool. And I think as well, you know, Laois is just like, it's one of those places that has a lot happening other times of year, different events, and people kind of forget that there's so much going on in terms of food and drink there. So I think it's a fab place.
Now, something that comes up time and time again is the south of the country. And, you know, West Cork is sort of renowned for food and seafood. And loads of people are already texting in about Dingle Food Festival. And even as I was reading through, we'll get back to Cork now, but if we just stay with Dingle for a moment, even as I was reading through your notes on this, I was thinking of all my hotspots down there and I was actually salivating. Dingle is a place not to be missed for food and otherwise. It's just a very special part of the country.
Can we just say Kerry in general? I mean, like, absolutely, it's up there with Cork. I mean, the southwest of the country is just incredible. But yeah, Dingle Peninsula has a large piece of my heart and always will have. And the people down there as well as the food. You know, you're driving from along on the Dingle Peninsula on the Conor Pass. You've got Inchbeat Beach, you've got, you know, Annisgall, that amazing black pudding and pudding from Annisgall, you know, the Blasket Islands, you know, Dunmore Head, Ventry, that amazing post office and shop out in Ventry, and going swimming, sea swimming anywhere you can. But Dingle itself, I mean, it's just such a hub and there's always such a buzz down there. There's always something going on, but you've got everything from pubs to restaurants. You know, you've got the distillery, you've got Murphy's Ice Cream, you've got places, the little cheese shop, you know, there's just such a range of things. But I think it's a really nice place even to base yourself and then go off traveling around. But yeah, there's too much to be said about Dingle.
We do a food truck really well in this country. When you rock up, you're not just going to get a greasy spoon dish. And I'm not saying there's not a place for a greasy spoon truck as well. Of course there is. But
or a calf.
The seafood that you can get out of these trucks up and down the country is well worth talking about.
Stunning. I think there is, especially, I mean, you have to go to the west of Ireland, I think, initially to when I start thinking about seafood trucks. Misunderstood Heron. Misunderstood Heron in Galway. It's near Kilmore Quay, which I know you were chatting to me earlier about your love of mussels. And Kilmore Quay mussels are really famous. You can see the mussel beds while you're up in Misunderstood Heron. You can see them down on the quay because you're on a cliff overlooking the quay. It's absolutely stunning. But it's like restaurant quality food coming out of a food shack, shall I say, because it's not a truck as such. A shed, you know, and you just stand outside, you order, you sit down, weather permitting, in or outside your car, it does not matter. You will want this food. I had some of the best food I've had this year was earlier this year when I was there. I was up in Knockranny in Westport. Of course, it's very close to Westport, or you can travel from there on the way back. And it was just absolutely stunning. Julia's lobster truck as well in Clare, absolutely amazing. She's often at a lot of festivals, or she's travelled around the country quite a lot, so people might have had her food. But yeah, the lobster that she serves, those lobster rolls with that brioche bun are absolutely amazing.
I haven't made it, but I did go to the area in Ennistymon, and that was like, it was hard to pick what to eat and what not to eat. And
there's,
I think about returning
hope.
There all the time. And
there's,
they're everywhere
place.
In Ireland.
Yeah.
I mean, so start Googling that, I think, when you get away. And as you say, inside the car, outside the car, incredible. I did say that you could highlight one thing from West Cork. We're out of time. Can you give us one spot? Because I said we'd return there and I don't want to upset them.
It's going to be, so Baltimore in West Cork was somewhere I was recently. And I mean, Baltimore itself has lots of different spots. But I actually just going to point out, I went to maybe a bit different, but I did a 2 Michelin star menu dining experience in Day Day at Custom House. But they also have a casual place called Baba Day that you can just go in and have breakfast or get pastries or have evening meals. It was absolutely stunning. It's Turkish chef doing Turkish cuisine with the best of West Cork ingredients. Absolutely amazing. And we took a ferry out to Cape Clear and had like goat ice cream out there and goat burgers. Amazing.
Okay,
but the
wow.
whole of West Cork is... Like, you could do a whole episode on it.
Dee, I'm hoping that we can become best friends. It sounds like you're somebody
friends.
Who definitely should be hung out with. You can find out more from Dee on her podcast, Bear Bia. Dee Laffin, food writer. Thank you very much for coming on.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.